Good evening, everyone. Our learning tonight continues in Aruch Chaim and Shulchan Aruch. At the end of Siman and Nun Vav, our learning tonight will be for the Zecher Nishmas Pinchas Ben Yosef. His neshama should have an aliyah and a merit of our Talmud Torah here tonight. There's often what seems to be a little bit of confusion as it relates to those after stepping out of saying the Kaddish. They say, Oseh Shalom B'mroima. First of all, which direction do you go first and second? Second, do you say the Oseh Shalom B'mroimav as you're stepping back? Or do you first step back and then you say Oseh Shalom? Now I want to say, what I'll begin with is what hopefully we'll end with, which is the most important thing, which I see is starting to happen in shuls around, and our shul as well, notwithstanding, is that the most important thing is that those who are reciting the Kaddish are reciting it together. And so therefore you're trying to do more or less the same thing. And that's why you have in many communities that they daven and say the Kaddish in more or less the same area. Now, obviously, we know that there are certain communities that there's only one person who says the Kaddish on behalf of everybody. They rotate who says the Kaddish. That's not for right now. But this discussion as to when to it is that you say it is actually an interesting discussion that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber tells us at the very end of Siman Nun Vav, La'achar shesiyam ha-Kaddish, at the end of a person's reciting of the Kaddish, Poseya shalosh pesios, he takes his three steps back. So he takes three steps back, and then Oseh Shalom B'mermov. V'yaseh Shalom. Very interesting. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's no Ramah. There's no comment in the Mishnah Berurah. That's a din, Mufureshes, in Shulchan Aruch. But in the Piskei Tshuvos, actually, it's interesting. It quotes a number of Marmakamos, and specifically, namely, V'hine, in the Biurei HaGra. In the Biurei HaGra, in the Siddur of the Gra, in the comments of the Gra, he writes the following. He writes, Simu halacha zu. He is Messiah this halacha, and he brings this halacha, but he says it a little bit differently. Because Ketshuva says that what the Gra says, Nehogim lifsaya gimel psios. It doesn't say that the halacha is that you take three steps back. It's the minhag that people have to take three steps back, which means, what happens if you don't take three steps back? It's not ma'akev, the Kaddish, obviously, but also what comes to the question is whether or not you have this obligation to say, first as the Shulchan Aruch says, meaning if it's actual, as the Shulchan Aruch says, you take three steps back, and then you say, Oseh Shalom. But here he says, Nohagim. So anytime you have Nohagim, it's the minhag, it's the custom. So then you have a different set of laws. It says, Nohagim Livsa Gimel Psios, Kemo Besium Shmona Esrei. Just like a person is Messiah Shmona Esrei. Seviyesh Sherotza Limon Mikach. And so therefore says the commentary on the statement of the Gra, that if you're going to learn based on what you do for Shmona Esrei, when you finish the Shmona Esrei, that dino shav lechol dinei Oseh Shalom, that it's the same thing, the dinim are the same. Which, how you come out of Shmona Esrei and how you say Oseh Shalom is the same as how you should say Oseh Shalom when you come out of the Kaddish. Meaning, dahainu, la'asos apsios b'chriya. You say the Oseh Shalom as you're bowing. So here you have the second answer, the second option. That means that as you're saying Oseh Shalom b'mirmav v'yaseh Shalom, you're bowing as you're saying it. And that's Vamiras Oseh Shalom b'chriya kaidim litzad small. Of course, the first is you bow to the left side, which is to the right side. Vamir, it's the shehu yamin hashchina. It's the right side of the shchina. You're facing opposite the shchina. It's the right of Hakadosh Baruch, the right of the shchina. So you bow first to the left. V'acher kach liyamino, v'acher kach lifonov. Right, so you're bowing first to the left, then you're bowing to the right, and then you're bowing down the center. That's what it is. Ke'evid hanifta merabo, just like you have a servant that is taking leave of his master. Lahamtin shir dalad amos lahachsel mikoymo. You wait a few moments, and then you go back to the spot that you started. That's when the kaddish comes to an end. So that's what's interesting is that you have two opinions. One is the Shulchan Aruch, and you have the Gra and various others. Say that either it's said first by you take your three steps back and then you say it, or you say it while you're taking your three steps back. Very interesting point. But here he explains the following: Avalamaisa, practically ein giloi mefurash lezeh berishonim uposkim. It's not clear in the rishonim or in the poskim what's the hachra lehalacha, what's the final halachic ruling. You see, you have two different opinions, you have two different things. And by the way, you see that people do that. Rarely, though, do you see. More often, it's that people are doing it while they're taking their steps back. But there are situations in people, individuals, communities, kehilos, bati kenasios, that say it, that they take three steps back, and then they say, Oseh Shalom, b'mermav. So you're actually right if you do either one. But I'll end with what I started, which is, it's very important that everybody kind of does it at the same time. You don't want it to be in a situation where there are some who are saying it while they're taking steps back and bowing, and then there are others who are actually waiting to take the three steps back, and then they're saying, Oseh Shalom. Try to be you know, in unison. Now, obviously, you can't always anticipate how that's going to be, but you kind of like use your intuition as it's happening, and then you can kind of try to be together. But here's this very interesting idea of where you see that there are different opinions as it relates to what you could do, where it's related to. In this case, says the Gra, in the commentary on the Gra, that it's actually related to Shmoneh Esrei, and as you do it in Shmoneh Esrei, that's how you do it in Kaddish. And Matayv Umanoyim, you see you have different opinions. It should just be everybody doing it together. With that, we will say a Kaddish to Rabbanu Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omar Ratzah Kaddish Baruch Hu.